I did Hamlet, and I also have the soliloquy from Hamlet. That's one thing that I feel I've got in my favor that a lot of these actors don't. I have a piece of work that I'm going to do, and I do have experience being in front of an audition and auditioning.
So you have... Because I was going to ask you, did they give you some sides? And in the business, a side is known as lines from it.
Yeah, they're going to give us sides. But I'm training as a Shakespearean actor. I'm going to throw a couple of curveballs at them that I think that they're going to like very, very deeply. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So are you going to do...
Well, I'm going to read something from Hamlet, and I'm also... I've got some things that I'm going to do.
Tell me about the auditioning process. Even though you're young, you've auditioned in front of professionals?
Yeah, I guess you can say I've been around the block a little bit, Phil. But there's other kids here, too, that are good, too.
What would you do standing in front of George Lucas auditioning for the part of Anakin Skywalker?
Well, that's a very good question. I guess the first thing I do is... The first thing any actor should do is compliment Mr. Lucas, tell him that you've seen all of his films. They really like that. They want to know that you're familiar with his work. And then ask him stuff about the movies. You know, like, something that I want to know about is, and I wrote it down, I'm going to ask Mr. Lucas, in the movie Indiana Jones, when the vapor comes up from the Ark, is that God or is that the angel of death or what is it? Because I think that it shows familiarity with his work.
So you're in front of the man himself, George Lucas, and you'll ask him about other films and...
Yeah, other things that he's done, because they're flattered by that and they want to hear that. Then the other thing that I'll do is, you know, whatever he gives me to read, I'll be free to ad-lib around it, because they like that. They want to know that you can create on your feet. They want to know that you can ad-lib, and,
So if he gives you a side, I'm interested in this, R.C., if he gives you a side from the film, and the line is, let's say one from the old film, Luke, I am your father, could you ad-lib that?
Well, I wouldn't ad-lib that. That's a classic line, but if it's the first time I say, Luke, I'm your dad, I could say I'm your dad, I'm Luke, look at me, I'm your father, Luke, here I am, I'm your father. You can do that. You can ad-lib. Writers like that.
We're talking with R.C. Collins. He is a young man who's in San Francisco. He's going to try to get in an audition for George Lucas for the part of Anakin Skywalker in the forthcoming Episode 2. Tell me what you thought of Jake Lloyd's performance in Episode 1.
Well, I don't want to be critical of Mr. Lloyd, but it was very weak in my opinion. I didn't think it was strong at all. I don't think he received good direction, and I don't think Mr. Lucas was directing those scenes with Jake Lloyd. His direction's traditionally been stronger. And for that kid to get on the screen and ham it up the way he did, real heavy-handed, ham-fisted stuff, really, young Jake had no strength to his acting, and I think I can bring that to the table. I think I bring that to the party, that I'm pretty strong.
Tell me, you said you have a piece prepared?
Yes, I do.
Can you, what is it?
It's the Hamlet soliloquy from Hamlet.
And you have memorized this?
Yes, I have, Phil. I know this thing backwards and inwards, and when I get in and I lay this on George Lucas, you know, you'll be holding on for mercy when I get this sucker rolling.
All right. This is from Hamlet, the soliloquy, right?
This is Hamlet, to be or not to be.
Go ahead, R.C. Collins.
To be or not to be, that's the question. Whither is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of the outrageous fortune, or to take arms against the sea of troubles and by opposing end them? To die to sleep no more and by asleep, to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to, 'tis a consummation.
To hardly is a wish
to die to sleep, to perchance dream. Aye, there's the rub, for in that sleep of death what dreams may come when we have.
Shuffled off tomorrow, Carl.
Must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long a life, for would bear the whips of scorn, oppressor's wrong, the pangs of despised love, and the...
Let me interrupt you. You are saying that by memory.
Yes, sir.
You memorize that.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. It's good.
Thank you. For who would bear the whips of scorn of time?
The pangs of despised love and the...
When he himself might, with a bare bodkin who would fardels bear, but the dread of something after death, the undiscovered. Country from whose born no traveler returns puzzles the will, and enterprises of great pith and moment, the ferophilia, by be all my sins remembered.
And that is the...
That's the soliloquy from Hamlet. The other thing that I think gives me some strength, Phil, and that...
Well, first of all, let me give you a round of applause on that. It was very good. Hey, that was good. And that was something that you memorized to have prepared for a casting agent.
Yes, sir.
What was the other strength?
Well, the other strength I have, Phil, and when I was 14, I was diagnosed with testicular cancer, which is a potentially life-threatening disease.
I'm sorry to hear that. You are right now?
Yes, I am, but... In Star Wars, Darth Vader cuts off Luke's hand, and Luke cuts off Darth Vader's hand. I've lost a body part. I did lose a nut. I mean, I'm sorry, a testicle in a nutectomy. I mean, like a testiclectomy that they did on me. So I know that what that's about. And
so you're coming from a method place, I guess, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I know what it's about to have a nutectomy, and I mean. I wouldn't want no kid to be through that or anything.
Okay. What about at the outset you were talking about auditioning and the other kids that are there?
Yeah, the thing I wanted to mention, Phil, I come from California, so I know all about movies and how they're made. A lot of the kids that are out here auditioning for Mr. Lucas come from other parts of the country. They're going to be scared, and they don't know how to do it. And they're going to be all scared of movies and stuff. So I'm not scared of it because I come from California and I live near where they make movies.
R.C. Collins, he's a student at Chatsworth Higher, number 1-800-449-8686. You come from California, so you have a better sense, you say, of how movies are made and how to audition.
Absolutely, Phil. I can get in there, and like I say, I can put Mr. Lucas at ease, ask him about his movies, and tell him how very much I want to be in the movie. I think the thing you got to do when you audition for any part is tell them how much you like their movies and how much you want to be in their movie and things like that, you know, ask them where they ate dinner so you know just personal stuff about them that they'd be happy to tell you. If I can do that, I feel good about my chances coming up the end of the week auditioning. The other thing is I know this character very well.
You were mentioning that you have studied the Anakin Skywalker character.
Yes, I have. Anakin, in many ways, is not unlike a lot of American kids. He was sexually abused by Jabba the Hutt in the Phantom Menace. He was like his... I mean, I'm sorry, I don't know how to put it, but he was like Jabba the Hutt's butt slave or something. And also, he had separation anxiety from his parents. He was a latchkey kid and a drug addict. And
was that all in Phantom Menace?
Some of it was. Some of it was in the book. But
well, when you say he was Jabba the Hutt's... he was sexually abused by Jabba the Hutt.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I mean, these are all elements that go into the modern American kid, and I feel that I can bring that to the part.
R.C. Collins with us, 1-800-449-8686, talking to us about auditioning for the part of Anakin Skywalker in the forthcoming Episode 2 Star Wars film. It's the Phil Hendry Show. As I understand it, R.C., Anakin Skywalker now is in his teenage years, correct? And that's the role?
That's the role, basically, because that's why I'm there auditioning for it. And
so they're all teenagers that are with you?
Yeah, all teenagers or young adults, guys that can play younger. I'm 16 myself, and I think that's right in the wheelhouse, I guess, of Anakin being Anakin Skywalker. One of the things I want to mention is I mentioned that Anakin Skywalker in the last film was a sex slave of Jabba the Hutt, and that's something that was to further the plot, because Jabba the Hutt knew how to win pod races, and because he knew how to win pod races, Anakin Skywalker decided he'd be his butt slave to...
Okay, you can use maybe another euphemism or something?
Yeah, well, I mean, he just decided he'd get knowledge from him.
So he became Jabba the Hutt's sex slave or something.
Right. Now, in this episode here, their relationship evolves. But this is going to be the toughest part of this, and this is why I say that I'm suited for this, because I know an awful lot about these characters. Learning the Jedi's art, etc., is an important thing.
Now, you are an editor of a newsletter, Star Wars newsletter, that's kind of insider information on the stuff that's going on.
That's correct. It's called Star Wars Newsletter. I Am Your Father is the name of it. And because I have information about Star Wars, I know an awful lot. I probably know more than any kid out there in terms of what's going on. That's why I also feel that I'd be really good and that I would be good in this part. And the other thing, too, is because I really like the movies. And the other thing is that I own all of them. I have Star Wars. I have Empire Strikes Back. I have Return of the Jedi. And I've got Phantom Menace, Star Wars Episode 1. Episode 1. So I got them all. So that's another thing. I know all about it. I got them all.
All right, and because you own all of these films, which, by the way, my kids own all the films, okay?
Yeah, I know. Well, some kids do, but none of them know the legend the way that I do.
All right, now what I want to do is find out from you, when you get into audition, tell us how things are going, because this is a kind of a major moment in the entertainment business these days, with kids going up to audition for this part. You mentioned that you're going to go up there, look at the sides, and ad-lib.
Yes, part of it is ad-libbing.
So you don't have to necessarily know the part, so long as you kind of know your way around the part.
That's exactly correct. And if you know anything about acting, Phil, it's a tough one. I mean, you want to be sure that you give them what they want, but you don't want to compromise who you are. And if they give you spooge lines, I mean crappy lines to read, you got to make them gooder, so you need to ad-lib around it.
All right, I didn't know that actors, so in other words, when you say, when they give you spooge lines to read, you got to make them gooder?
I mean, you got to make them better. So you ad-lib around it, and that way, when you do that, you can bring more of yourself to the part and less, you know, it won't be as bad as a lot of the lines are. I mean, if I was Jake Lloyd and I had to read some of the lines that he read, I would probably have gotten my dad's rifle and just done the deed, because there's no way...
What are you saying? You would have shot yourself because the lines were so bad?
Yeah, in my opinion.
All right, well, this film is going to be high on martial arts. It's going to be high on special effects and stunts. Are you trained for that?
I've taken some... I mean, I've got a green belt in Taekwondo. I do have a basic learning and understanding of it. It's going to be pretty easy, I think. The professional actors are going to be tough to go up against, but I think I'm going to do gooder than a lot of them, because I come from California, like I was telling you. I know how the game's played. I know what to do. I don't get scared of being in a movie. I'm not going to be scared of being in a movie.
Well, why? I mean, a kid from California, was a kid from Indiana going to be scared of being in a movie? You know, for most...
I think so. I think that a kid from another state might be more scared about it. The other thing is, I'm 5'4", I weigh 110 pounds, I'm perfect for the physical nature of the role, and I'm good, I mean, in a lot of different ways. I'm just good. And I feel like I can really, you know, put it together that way.
R.C. Collins is with us from Chatsworth High School. You're a really confident guy.
Thank you.
I mean, you really are. I'm listening to you talk about going for this part. You've memorized a scene from Hamlet. You feel that you know this character well by virtue of your... what is the name of your newsletter?
Star Wars Newsletter, I Am Your Father.
I Am Your Father. And you also have done some equity waiver. You've done some stage work. Have you never done any film work, though?
Well, it's the same thing. I mean, it's not... But no, I haven't.
And so you're going to be up there auditioning for Mr. Lucas when? By the end of this week?
By the end of the week, probably, we'll be there auditioning for him and doing what we can.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number for this very interesting process of auditioning for a film. We have with us here this young man from Chatsworth High, R.C. Collins, who is in San Francisco right now. By the way, as long as we're talking about being in a movie and bringing yourself to it, you have a kind of a tenuous relationship with your dad?
Yes, I do. My father doesn't live with us. He lives with... My mom says he lives with the woman who is his secretary, who also is a slut, but I like her a lot. Her name is Sally.
Okay, but I mean, you're living with your mom and...
Yeah, my dad, I don't live with him.
How often do you see him?
Maybe once a month. I mean, I love my dad, and I don't think that his girlfriend's a slut, but that's...
That's what your mom thinks.
That's what my mom thinks, yeah.
So you can bring to this part at least that much of the role that is that part of Luke or that part of Anakin who feels disconnected from his family.
Yeah, whatever.
What I mean is this Hamlet thing, the insane father.
Right.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here with R.C. Collins talking about auditioning for Star Wars. Gainesville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
R.C., I had a question for you.
Yeah.
I went on a chat line one time, and it was a Star Wars chat room, and I heard a bunch of rumors that Brendan Fraser was going to audition for the part, and I wondered if it was true.
I don't yet know about that, but that's been the buzz around here that Brendan Fraser's going to be around. I went into some of the bars and some of the areas where a lot of the kid actors are hanging out. I didn't see him there.
Well, isn't he a little bit old to be a teenage actor?
Well, you know that guy plays young. Well, I can play old for my age. I'm 16, but I can play 28.
Oh, really? Well,
and a lot of people
can. He's been with honors and stuff, and he's like playing college students. And
he did what?
He's been in movies like with honors. He's been playing like college students. I wasn't really sure if that was going to fit him, but I figured you'd know since you're actually there.
Well, I think Brendan Fraser is a fantastic actor. I've got a lot of professional respect for him. I wouldn't have made the choices that he's made. I think George of the Jungle was a huge mistake.
Well, how come it was a big hit?
You know, I mean, and Gods and Monsters, I don't think, you know, he's playing like, speaking of, you know, being someone's butt slave, he played Gods and Monsters.
Oh, I have a question about
that,
too.
What's that all about?
The butt slave thing?
What?
I've seen the movie quite a few times, you know, because I'm a big fan. And
wait, what's your question about?
I just wanted to know exactly where you've heard that.
Heard what?
I about the butt slave thing, because I think I would have caught it.
Anakin Skywalker being Jabba the Hutt's butt slave? It was
exactly.
All through the movie.
Where did you see that?
It was all through the movie.
And where in the movie? Can you actually quote to me where they say that?
Yeah, I mean, at one point he says, I want to learn how to win pod races, and Jabba says something like, you be butt slave, you win pod race, something like that.
Jabba doesn't really.
Jabba the Hutt.
I don't think he speaks at all in the new one.
Well,
like maybe like one line, like.
Is this in the? I haven't seen the movie. Is this in the movie or is this in the books? I haven't seen it.
The books are after the movie.
It may be in the books. I don't know. But let me tell you something about Brendan Fraser. Playing Ian McKellen's butt slave didn't...
All right, let's get off of that, and let's move on, and...
You can tell by the long, lingering looks they gave each other in the film is what I'm trying to say.
What, Gods and Monsters?
No, in Phantom Menace. Anakin and Jabba the Hutt.
They never had contact.
No, not physical contact, but they gave each other long, lingering looks.
No, they never had contact at all. Like, I didn't ever notice them looking at each other at all. They
I think you need to go back. I think you need to rent the movie again.
No, I've rented it.
Long, lingering looks between Jabba the Hutt and Anakin Skywalker.
Yes, sir.
I swear to you. I thought you would know, since you're an expert.
Well,
you know?
You're okay. Yeah, I think you need to rent the movie again.
Well,
all right,
I'll
ma'am.
Do it, but
thank
I
you.
Really don't think...
Thank you for your call.
Welcome.
All right. San Francisco on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, you know, the one thing, first of all, R.C., your voice, you know, it's the current Anakin, his voice didn't get higher afterward, and you're being on the radio.
Uh-huh.
I mean it with all due respect.
Yeah, right. Tell me all about it.
I understand you're an actor. I understand you're trying to get this role.
Are you an actor? Are you an actor?
Yeah, I'm a part-time actor.
What are you doing living in San Francisco?
Yeah, in San Francisco.
Yeah, why are you living there?
Because I want to live up here, and
well,
I realize...
Well, I got a news flash for you. All the jobs are down here.
Yeah, well, what about Silicon Valley? I've been on CDs. I've done commercials for dot-com companies. Sorry.
Yippee!
What?
I'm talking about movies and TV shows.
Well, what I do isn't acting?
No, it's not.
Yeah, well, let me ask you
no,
this.
No, it's not acting any more than that guy that was on that Union 76 commercial.
Yeah, well, wait a second. Let me ask you this, Archie. Are you on strike right now?
Listen, I can do an older Darth Vader.
No, but R.C., RC,
look,
you on
I'm your father, you asshole.
See, RC, are you
these
on
are things.
All right, okay.